You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
But Simo, something that I haven't seen around your place.
Yes.
Is pigs on the road.
No, I haven't spotted any pigs. A lot of different wildlife. Deer, sheep, what's the count been? Deer, sheep, kangaroos, wombat.
Horses,
yeah. It's a menagerie.
But no pigs. And Simo, this highway in Virginia had exactly the opposite problem.
Okay.
They didn't have horses, kangaroos, or wombats on the road. However, they did have some pigs. I think we got the news grab here.
In other news, coming back home, southbound I-95 in Spotsylvania, Virginia, was backed up for almost an hour yesterday when stray pigs wandered onto the highway. Look at them, in no type of rush, just like 95.
Aww.
This little piggy said, "Your commute is ruined." Thankfully, nobody huffed and puffed and ran him over.
The loose hogs.
A little bit of a zinger at the end there from the news anchor.
Dear.
You always love when news anchors can throw in a bit of a joke and makes you realise, okay, it's not serious news. We can laugh. We can smile. It's fine.
How did these pigs escape?
Well, this happened on one of the big highways in America, and it's like multi-lane, like 3-4 lanes going each way. So one of the big highways.
Mm.
And supposedly the pigs escaped from a trailer that wasn't secured properly.
Oh, okay, right.
I can inform you that all the pigs are fine. They're all captured relatively quickly, but still, the delay caused traffic backing up to 2 miles.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's are you a fan of the pigs, by the way? Like, pigs in general. Like, have you visited them? Like, say, the Royal Show, you know, when it goes around the different cities,
mm-hmm.
you could go and visit the different animals. So, like, there's, like, sheep and there's, like, the pigs and stuff, like little baby pigs.
I must admit, I don't know, maybe I did, I don't know. Look, this may sound terribly cruel.
Yeah.
However, I enjoy eating pigs.
Yeah, me too.
Bacon, delicious.
So it's worth mentioning that still to this day, right, if I am ever anywhere near a pig or a piglet and my father is in the vicinity, he will, like, start asking me if I'm hungry. He's still to this day because I was a massive fan of bacon, like one of the first foods that I ate as a kid, first solid food, bacon and chicken. So still to this day.
And they're still the only two foods that Simo eats.
Simo and Jordan.
Been talking bacon.
Are we going to continue talking about food?
Yeah, absolutely. So this time, though, where do you stand on fakin?
So that's bacon but for vegetarians.
Fake bacon.
What's it? It's traditionally made out of mushrooms or tofu or something like that.
Along those lines, yeah, some vegetable material.
I don't know. I've never had it. Have you eaten? Apparently there are some good ones out there that do actually taste like proper bacon. But I must admit I've never indulged in some fake bacon.
Have you partaken in any plant alternatives ever? Ever had a crack at it?
I've partaken in plants. I've eaten lettuce. That's technically a plant.
Right, okay.
But no, of those kind of fake mushroom meats. Actually, I had some mushroom sausages. They weren't bad, I'm not going to lie.
Because I remember hosting a barbecue, right? And then I was like, okay, yeah, cool. No worries, he's a veggie. He's brought his own sausages.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I was like, cool, I'll make sure the grill's all clean and I'll cook them.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and he was already, like, hoeing into them because they're vegetables. They don't need to be cooked.
Oh, okay. No, like, okay. Well, that is a benefit, so I guess, like, of vegetarian sausages.
I don't need to cook these. Fine. No, that's fine with me. Less work. But a meat...
Sorry, just imagine going to a vegetarian barbecue where all of the sausages are vegetarian. It's like, all right, where's the barbecue? It's like, oh, no, they're all in the fridge. It's all done. Let's go.
There has been a meat substitute steak created, and it's full on. This thing is called the alt steak, right? And it involves... it's an alternative to meat, but it also is 3D printed.
Huh?
Yes, a 3D printed plant-based steak.
Okay, how does that work?
Because we do ask that, because we have, we've got a guy in the tech, what is it technically, is the tech department, is it IT? We've got an IT dude.
Yeah.
Who got hold of a 3D printer.
Oh, yeah.
Lost his mind. Started printing all kinds of manner of things. So now I'm going to go check, see if he's had a crack at it.
Well, to my knowledge, Jono hasn't started printing out steaks.
It could be a future.
He could have.
It could be worth a bit of coin.
He could be IT guy during day, but by night, some kind of 3D printing Gordon Ramsay.
Because he pushed really hard for that 3D printer. He's like, why do you want that 3D printer? Mate,
look, it is cool, a 3D printer. I'm not going to lie.
Are you eating enough at home?
I don't think he got the printed stuff because he wasn't eating enough at home. But no, so this steak, so it's made out of plant-based food items.
Yeah.
And it's made on a 3D printer.
Hmm.
Again, how?
Yeah, so basically they teamed up with some chefs, some butchers, food technologists, and a Swiss flavour company to create the appearance, the texture, and most importantly, the taste of the real thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you've got a picture of it on your screen there.
Looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good. I was going to ask you, is that actually it, or is that just a picture of an actual steak?
No, that's the fake one. So the end result is a sustainable, high-protein, cholesterol-free steak that looks, cooks, and tastes like real meat.
All right, are you doing an endorsement for this or something?
I reckon the fact that it's 3D printed as well, Elon Musk's got to be involved.
If Elon Musk doesn't eat 3D printed food for breakfast, lunch and dinner, I will be shocked.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, have you ever been the type of guy that would rock like a necklace or a bracelet or something like that?
Yeah, but pretty basic, I think. Yeah, I've done a necklace, but there wasn't really anything. Like, it wasn't bling.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't carrying around huge stones and rocks and stuff and rapping in the street.
What about, like, bracelets or maybe ankle bracelets or something like that?
You're
wearing one now.
I've worn this for... I don't think I've taken this off in... It would have been 2017. It would have been, 3 years.
I think that's kind of disgusting in a way, but that's one of the... You've got also a wristband on. It's one of the blue ones.
Yeah.
That's raising money for charity.
That's right. Yeah. It's Cycle for Sam. So it was like a big bicycle ride that happens throughout regional South Australia into Victoria-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So it raises money. That's Leukemia Foundation, I believe. And it says persevere.
I see.
I don't get on the bicycle myself.
I was going to say.
It's the first thing I remember when I get up in the morning. Persevere, Simo. We're going to make it to the weekend.
Well, Simo, that's fantastic effort done by those guys there. Yeah. And I want to talk to you about another one. This happened in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
In a school in Saudi Arabia, the British International School, they've actually broken a Guinness World Record by collecting 323,000 plastic bottle caps and kind of putting a hole in each one and kind of looping them through each other to turn them into a chain, which is 8,900 feet long.
Oh, that's nice. So is that the actual bottle cap? Because did you ever do the thing at school where you could take out that in the bottle caps, they used to have like a little cylindrical little plastic stopper like on the inside of the cap? Did you ever see those?
No.
Really? Yeah, and so you
hang
could,
on
like,
wait, I've got my water bottle here. Can I? Yeah, I'll pass it to you.
Careful with the water.
Yeah, be careful. There is some water in it. Don't. If you all of a sudden hear sizzling, you'll know that Simo spilled water on the panel.
So they don't make them, I don't think, anymore, but they used to, like in your average plastic, say, water bottles or whatever, the lids, they used to be able to get, like, peel this little plastic circular thing out, and people used to make bracelets out of the little plastic, I guess it's like a stopper, like between where the cap goes on and the cap itself, so that the rim of the water bottle wouldn't touch the lid when you like effectively put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like that was a big thing when I was growing up.
Did not even know that was a thing, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Also, so this school in Saudi Arabia, they have raised, by making this chain, they've raised money to help local kids in need of wheelchairs and doing this to bring awareness to plastic pollution.
Right.
This school kids collected the bottle caps, as many as they could, cleaning up local areas in Saudi Arabia to make this chain.
That's awesome.
So fantastic. It's just a bit of good news for your Friday, I reckon.
So have you ever worn bracelets or necklaces or bling or anything like that?
I went through a phase.
Did you really? Oh, how wonderful. Was it goth?
No, that was a different phase.
What was it?
I don't know. I went through a phase where... I didn't even
know.
Or
was it the ones that you can get from the candy shops, the ones that you could, like, eat your bracelet over time? That'd be you. You would have done that.
No.
Okay.
Look, I don't know if this counts.
Okay.
But I went through a phase where I would just have lots of rubber bands on my wrist.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, because you're annoying and you're flicking them at people during class?
No, yes.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, a very special guest has joined us in the studio. It is a big welcome to our former boss, Renee.
Hello.
Bossy boss lady, but now known as hippie Renee.
I named two of my chickens Simo and Jordan. Couple of old chooks.
Wait, chickens to eat or chickens just to live?
No, they push eggs out of there.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Is one more productive than the other?
Yeah, you are. You, of course.
Yeah. Wait, hang on.
The Jordan chicken seems to complain a lot.
Remarkably realistic.
Brilliant. Now,
I also go and sunbake and roll in dust in my off time, so I'm just like a chicken.
Our ex-manager, ex-boss is in the building today because you...
I didn't break up with you.
No, you've set quite a...
You kind of did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You've set quite a task for yourself this month, Renee. You're participating in Dry July.
Yes, I am.
Now, why did you decide to do it?
Well, to be honest, I'd kind of thought that I might... Well, you know, since, interestingly enough, since I actually left here, I haven't felt the need to drink so much.
Oh, really?
No, I kind of thought I'd stop drinking for a while, and then Dry July popped up and I thought, oh, well, I might as well raise some money.
Yeah. How has the support system been around you? Because I know...
Amazing.
Everyone in the building here is like, ugh... Renee's doing Dry July.
And she keeps posting stuff on Facebook.
Everyone through the building's like...
So annoying.
She keeps telling us about how she's sober.
Hey,
it's the worst.
Squeaky wheel gets the oil, okay? So, and I've raised... my goal's 1,000.
Okay.
And I've raised over 500 already. And
that's right.
Only just the 3rd of July.
Well, we will chuck all the links that you need up on the Facebook page and the Instagram as well.
That's right. All you need to do is if you head to the Dry July Foundation page by going to dryjuly.com, search Renee Gablonski, you will find her, no worries.
Well, and I just want to say too that obviously it's not just about me raising money. I mean, anybody who wants to.
Yeah, of course.
You can still sign up now actually to do Dry July because they're promoting it this year. You can do it just for 2 weeks if you want or 3 weeks. So it doesn't have to be the full 31 days. And the money will be distributed by Dry July over a number of different cancer fundraisers.
Yeah, so I've done
charities.
I've done it previously, raising money for the Leukemia Foundation. You have...
I'm doing Red Kite, which they support kids up to the age of 24 that are affected by cancer and their families, and they'll support them right through from diagnosis to even after treatment.
And speaking of...
And my children in that age group, so obviously that kind of
Spoke
hits home. To me.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of family, the support from the kids has been what they reckon you can do it, go an entire month alcohol-free?
Yeah, what do you think I am?
I'm just checking with... Not you, I'm just checking with your kids.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course they know I can. Okay. I'm very stubborn.
Okay,
I'm very stubborn.
You are our ex-boss. You can't wander back into the building...
Ex-boss.
...without expecting some kind of... Payback for leaving us.
Repercussions.
Earlier on in the week, Simo and myself, we have a lie detector in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks very expensive too.
It was very...
It's quality.
It was very cheap. we strapped ourselves to it and if we tell a lie, it will give us a bit of a zap with electricity, Renee.
Can you stop saying strapping yourself?
We will strap you into the lie detector, Renee. Check your hand on it. All right, and then we've got some questions to ask you. If you pass this, Renee, we will donate to your
Dry July. Can I just say this seems like worth $2?
Is that...
And if it buzzes the wrong way, then... No, I'm going to be annoyed. Okay, go.
All right, Renee, we're just scanning your hand at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then once these all these lights pop up, we'll ask you yes or no questions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell the truth. Okay, are you happy with this?
Yes.
Are you happy with it? Okay, Simo.
Yes.
Would you like to ask the first question? Go for it, Simo.
Okay, we'll start with a control question. Have you missed working at Snow FM?
No.
Ruthless.
He's scanning your hand as we speak.
God, good radio.
You really haven't missed us.
No.
You bitch. You absolute... I cannot believe that, Jordan.
This took a very aggressive turn.
I'm upset.
I'm renaming my chicken.
All right, now.
All right, should I ask a question?
Go for it. The final question, Jordan.
All right, Dry July, it's been going for a couple of days now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a drink?
An alcoholic drink in the first 3 days.
No.
All right, this is tense. All right, here it is.
Oh, my God. You guys need to get some. Oh, shit!
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Now we get to catch up with the opinions of Rachel G from Admin.
Yes, Simo, Rachel G from Admin. Every single week she opens up her Dear Diary to look back on the week that was. So let's find out what happened this week.
Dear Diary, we made it. It's July, baby.
Rachel G from Admin.
And the boys started the week with naked anniversaries.
Ways to celebrate your social media following is just the average nude run. I've done it.
It's true. You never forget the freedom.
Okay, I've got to ask when.
Would have been March last year?
Very specific date.
Yeah.
Things really heated up with the lie detector.
This all of a sudden became very serious.
Oh, yeah.
Very tense.
Look, if you wanted, you brought it in here. You did this to yourself.
I did.
And Simo does not mess around.
During that song, you turned to me.
Yes.
And said, how far do you want me to go with the question?
Yes, I did.
And I responded with, surprise me.
But we'll get back to that. Jordan got to add something to his resume.
You are the Simo and Jordan Asia correspondent. I'll cover Europe. So I'll leave this to you.
Why am I the Asia correspondent?
Just haven't you been?
Like, I spent a week in Cambodia.
Turns out he's more than qualified.
Because you nearly got engaged to, like, a Cambodian, like, local, didn't you, at one point?
Also, does anyone get hungry listening to these guys?
Muffins, the cheesecake, salmon, berry muffins, chicken, pizza, apple, chocolate, potatoes, lovely muffins.
Just me, then.
Rachel G from Admin.
It was hard-hitting stuff, too.
Have you had any ghost-like experiences?
Look, the main reason that I don't believe in ghosts...
Yeah, is because, what, they're not real?
You're never just walking around like the supermarketing and there's just a ghost looking at like cheese.
Yeah, that's true.
You never see that.
If you come back, you're going to be making it rain blood. But guys, ghosts exist.
And that was it for this week. Wait, no, it wasn't. I nearly forgot that lie detector.
Jordan is strapped to a truth machine. Have you had sex in the last 6 months?
Whoa. Okay, so yes is the answer.
Here we go.
I forgot it makes Creepy Jaws music as well.
You didn't answer. Did you say yes or no?
No, I said yes.
Okay.
Yes. Gross. What a way to go. The boys will be back on Monday. There's really no stopping them. Trust me, I've tried. Oh, did you hear the Veronicas have a new album coming out? Just saying. Absolute bangers. Signed, Rachel G, number one Veronicas fan from Admin.
Rachel G from Admin. Hectic week this week, Jordan.
I didn't realise that she was such a big fan of the Veronicas until like a couple of weeks ago.
Big into the Veronicas.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.